time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
In studio again this week with Linda Brown, who's the Executive Director of Active Aging in Manitoba. And welcome back to CJNU, Linda.
Thanks for having me back.
October is going to be a busy, busy month for seniors here in Manitoba. Well, actually nationally too, I guess, because it's Active Aging Week in October and it's Senior and Elders Month as well. Tell us about all the stuff that's going to be going on in October.
Yes, so you're right. Nationally, it is Seniors and Elders Month, and the first week of October is always Active Aging Week, which is, of course, being Active Aging in Manitoba, very important week for us. So that would be October 2nd to the 8th. One of the events that we have planned, we're collaborating with the Wellness Institute at Seven Oaks Hospital, and October the 5th, we are going to be having an open house there, and it'll be an Active Aging Day type of event. And people will be able to come in to try out some activities they've never tried before. We're going to have some games set up, such as floor shuffleboard. We'll have an opportunity for people to try out gentle yoga. The clinic within the Wellness Institute will have some information and some people out there looking at foot care as well. We're going to have a couple of keynote speakers. So we have really a pretty packed day, and people can just come in, see some of the vendors that we've invited to come in. Really, activities and ideas that are pertinent for older adults. And it is open to anybody, of course, to attend. But we're making that offer and hoping that people will come in, try out some things they've never done before, maybe have a look at the Wellness Institute for the first time. Last year at this event, we had over 500 people.
Wow.
So we're expecting the same thing this year, or maybe more. The hours are 9:30 to 1:30. So we'll be, putting that information out on social media. It'll be on our website, Active Aging in Manitoba's website, as well as the Wellness Institute's website.
Yeah. So it sounds to me basically what you're gearing this towards is it coincides really nicely, like you said, with Senior and Elders Month, but also gearing it towards getting yourself set up for winter, to keep yourself active through the winter months. In the summertime, no end of things to do. A lot of people into gardening, there's yard care, go out for walks in the evening while the weather's nice. Winter, not so easy. If you get to know the Wellness Institute, maybe it's a place you can go and just keep those winter pounds off a little and keep yourself active. Is that sort of the idea I'm getting at?
That is the idea, exactly. I think that time of year we start to think about what am I going to do to replace those activities that I do in the summer. And certainly things like gardening, going for a walk, all part of active living. And
golfing.
And golfing, of course, yes. So you start to think about, what am I going to do in the winter? So that's what we're thinking, that people will come in, see some activities that they could either do at the Wellness Institute or things that they could maybe do on their own. And for example, we'll have an urban poling demonstration. So people will be able to try out walking with urban poling or poles or Nordic poles, as they're sometimes called. Mm-hmm. That's something that people could do on their own outside all winter long. So, we want to inspire people to stay active. I mean, that's really our role as Active Aging in Manitoba, and provide not only those activities, but also some mental challenges as well, things that people can pick up to do on their own to stay mentally sharp. So there'll be activities like that on October 5th as well.
And I would suspect maybe another part of it all is to encourage people who have friends so that they don't lose touch with those friends over the winter months. It's a social gathering. It's a place to get together through the winter months. And then after you're done at the Wellness Institute, you sit down, have a cup of coffee together, visit a little bit once a week or twice a week, whatever it is. It's a great way to set yourself up like that as well for winter.
Yes, it is. You're right. Because it seems as in the summer where it's easier to connect with people because we're outside more. We might be going to activities together. And sometimes in the winter, when it's icy outside and cold outside, a lot of times people are fearful to go outside because they're worried about falling, or it's just too cold. It's very easy to say, I'm going to stay home today because it's too cold, right? So you're right. If we can get people connected to other people, whether that's actually going to the Wellness Institute or a facility anywhere to do some activities, it is a great way to stay connected. And we know that is so important for older adults to stay connected, prevent that social isolation as much as possible. So we'd certainly encourage people to come out on October 5th, but get active during the month of October and let us know what you're doing.
For the event on October the 5th, is there a charge?
No, there isn't. It's free.
That's beautiful. Do you have to pre-register?
No, they don't actually. No, just show up that day and come on in. There's no pre-registration.
And of course, to find out more information where do people go?
So our website, activeagingmb.ca, and the Wellness Institute is, their website is also available.
I don't know it either. It's okay. You can say it. off the top of my head, I don't know it either. But you know what? I'm sure people can go online and find it easy and check out the Wellness Institute also.
Exactly.
People could hear us just mouthing in the background to each other. Anyway, Linda Brown, the Executive Director of Active Aging in Manitoba. It's always nice to end on a laugh and have some fun. So thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here at CJNU.
Great. Thank you very much.
Listen next week at this time for another Wellness Update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.